Good evening. If you could join with me in the call to worship, if you're able, please stand. For this is a night of contemplation.
There is little rejoicing this night.
The time of learning and testing is at hand.
Strengthen us and give us courage, O Lord. Amen.
Our opening hymn this evening is Seek Ye First in the hymnal. It's number 405, and I think on the screens.
And please join me in this opening prayer as we do this together. Living God, thank you for your dependable presence. We are grateful you do not withhold information about our human journey through time. We are glad we know the whole story of Jesus' living, dying, and rising to new life. We recognize our humanity and our mortality as we remember who he was. Make real for us Jesus' prayer he taught us. Inspire us as we look at the cross and wear it as a sign of our loyalty and gratitude as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now I invite you to receive the scripture readings for tonight, followed by hymns and music to allow us to kind of just experience them before I share a short message.
The first scripture reading comes from the book of Joel, second chapter, verses 1 through 2 and 12 through 17. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and blackness. Like dawn spreading across the mountains, a large and mighty army comes, such as never was in ancient times, nor will ever be in ages to come. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing. Grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the assembly. Bring together the elders. Gather the children, those nursing at the breast. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Let the priests who minister before the Lord weep between the portico and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Lord. Do not make your inheritance an object of scorn, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? The next hymn that we will be singing, and you may be seated, is Lord, I Want to Be a Christian, and it's number 402. The next scripture reading comes from 2 Corinthians 5, 20 through 6, 10, and it's from The Message. We're speaking for Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. How? you ask? In Christ. God put the wrong on him who never did anything wrong so that we could be put right with God. Companions, as we are in this work with you, we beg you, please don't squander one bit of this marvelous life God has given us. God reminds us, I heard your call in the nick of time. The day you needed me, I was there to help. Well, now is the right time to listen, the day to be helped. Don't put it off. Don't frustrate God's work by showing up late or throwing a question mark over everything we're doing. Our work as God's servants gets validated or not in the details. People are watching us as we stay at our post, alternately, unswervingly, in hard times, tough times, bad times, when we're beaten up, jailed, and mobbed, working hard, working late, working without eating, with pure heart, clear head, steady hand. In gentleness, holiness, and honest love. When we're telling the truth and when God's showing his power. When we're doing our best, setting things right. When we're praised and when we're blamed. Slandered and honored. True to our word, though distrusted, ignored by the world, but recognized by God. Terrifically alive, though rumored to be dead, beaten within an inch of our lives, but refusing to die. Immersed in tears, yet always filled with deep joy. Living on handouts, yet enriching many. Having nothing, but having it all. The word of the Lord. Our next hymn is going to be Take My Life and Let It Be, and it's number 399.
Thank you.
Please rise if you are able for the gospel reading. From Matthew 6, 1 through 6, and 16 through 21, from the NIV. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received the reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of God for people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
Well, as we enter Lent in the year 2026, we take the time tonight to visit the depth of our need for Easter, which we just sang. At Easter, we celebrate new life, the promise of eternal life made possible by the living God. However, if we do not recognize our need for new life, we have no reason to celebrate. So take some time tonight and the next several weeks to consider God's plea to the Israelites shared by the prophet Joel. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Why fasting, weeping, and mourning? Well, first, fasting is self-denial. To become fully dependent on God. To trust fully in the way of salvation in Jesus Christ, we must first deny ourselves. When we practice fasting in whatever way we choose, we must do so with the intent to focus our heart on God. It is not for any other purpose. This is why Jesus warns his disciples, saying, "And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting." Fasting is not for us to be praised, but for us to be vulnerable before God. So consider a time of fasting during Lent. What about weeping? Weeping is crying out to God for mercy. When we acknowledge our sin in the world and see the large gap between the sin of humanity and the holiness of God, weeping is appropriate. Too often we overlook this gap because we know Jesus has covered it for us. Yes, Jesus did overcome sin. We should not dwell on our past sins, but we must know that the temptation of sin is always there. We should guard ourselves from becoming numb to our potential to sin, as well as ask the Holy Spirit to make us aware of any unknown sin in our lives. So let's examine ourselves and be willing to weep. Finally, return to God with mourning, the Lord says. To mourn is to regret. You see, there are times in our personal lives and our collective ministries when we have been an obstacle to the gospel, a hindrance to the good news. The list of things that Paul provides as ways we as Christians are witnesses to the gospel and not obstacles is a tall order to uphold. Just to remind you, he writes, our work as God's servants gets validated or not in the details. People are watching us as we stay at our post alertly, unswervingly, in the hard times, the tough times, the bad times, when we're beaten up, jailed, and mobbed, working hard, working late, working without eating. With a pure heart, clear head, steady hand, and gentleness, holiness, and honest love. When we're telling the truth and when God's showing His power. When we're doing our best, setting things right. When we're praised and when we're blamed, slandered, and honored. True to our word, though distrusted, ignored by the world, but recognized by God. Terrifically alive, though rumored to be dead, beaten within an inch of our lives, but refusing to die, immersed in tears, yet always filled with joy. Living on handouts, yet enriching many, having nothing or having it all. You see, every moment is an opportunity to be a witness. Even in those experiences that are hard and hurtful. So let's prayerfully consider Paul's words. and ask God to reveal to us what we should mourn because it is something we have done or not done to be a barrier to the witness of Christ. Throughout Lent, we will be sharing a sermon series titled Removing the Barriers to Engagement, which aims to help us address various fears that keep us from engaging with others as clear witnesses to the good news of Jesus Christ. So I pray that this season of Lent will be rewarding as we open ourselves to times of fasting, weeping, and mourning in preparation for that celebration we call Easter. Amen.
If you would pray with me the prayer that's printed in the bulletin, let us pray together. Tonight, we receive the smudges of ashes. As we depart, we are marked as disciples, as those who have been called, cleansed, forgiven, and healed. We do not step foot on this journey lightly, for it will not be easy. There will be times of great joy and wonder, and there will be times of confusion and fear. But through all this, God is with us, guiding, comforting, and leading us. We raise in prayer those we love who need your healing mercies, O Lord. We shift the situations of pain, loneliness, and confidence of your amazing grace. Though the night is dark, there is much darkness in the world. We will place our trust in your Son, whom you have blessed and given to us. Help us to follow in his steps and place our trust in him as we enter this Lenten journey. For it is in his name that we pray. Amen. And our closing hymn tonight is Kumbaya. If you're able, please stand. It's number 494. Thank you.
God so loved God's world that the Son was sent to it, that healing and hope may be found. He is the light of the world, and in His name you receive the mark of discipleship. Lord, bless these people who receive this mark of ashes today. Heal and restore them. Help them to become true disciples, serving you all their days. Amen. Friends, I'll actually receive you at the door, so that after I impose the ashes, you may depart. So I will meet you at the door. Go in peace.